I've been thinking about this a lot recently, but what you just said about, you know, owning a house, and I've been thinking about Trump's singular focus on the relisting of Fannie and Freddie. And I've been thinking about that. I've been thinking about Brexit. I've been thinking about Trump's first election. I've been thinking about the 2008 financial crisis and how important the government sponsored 30-year fixed rate mortgages and all of those things. And I say to myself, you know, if I'm a dirty commie, which these people are, go through the pangs of, you know, the unquenchable envy of Marxist political thought, and you realize that their goal is always to destroy the middle class, right? To take away their ability to generate generational wealth and to have a functional middle class, because a functional middle class isn't ever going to, you know, create the workers' revolution. So you have to take the functional middle class away from them, take that lifestyle away from them, radicalize them, hand them the unquenchable envy of Marxism to go animate their murderous spree, and let's go, you know, let's go kill all the rich people who aren't the ones, the rich people they can see, as opposed to the ones who are actually pulling
who
all
are
the
really
strings.
Running it.
Yeah, they're actually pulling the strings, right? Marxism is just yet another false dialectic just to allow these people to meet the new boss, same as the old boss, as the WHO would put it, right?